This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening as we roll into the third week of August. A lot of kids across America are getting a little bit depressed because it means the end of summer for them. Some school districts actually started school last week. Others will be starting in the next week or two. It also means that some businesses that are summertime seasonal businesses are coming to the end of their season. And one of those industries is the drive-in movie industry. You may be surprised to find that drive-in movies still exist. There was a time when pretty much every town in America had a drive-in movie theater. You'd pack the kids in the car, you'd go off to watch a double feature, they'd be asleep sometime in the middle of the second one, and depending on whether you liked it or not, maybe you'd stick around and maybe your headlights would get in everybody else's eyes as you drove away. They were also great spots for making out for young couples. But now we're down to only about 350 drive-in theaters left in America, and my next guest is the owner of the oldest one that has been operating continuously for 80 summers now. His name is Paul Geisinger. He owns Shankweiler's Drive-In Theater in Orrfield, PA. And Paul, welcome to America Weekend.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. This is the last week of your season, right?
Well, not the last full continuous week. We actually closed the Labor Day weekend.
Okay. I see on your previews that you're showing Plains and Pacific Rim. It's always a double bill, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Tell me a little bit of the history. First of all, your history in the drive-in movie business, and secondly, a little bit of the history of your theater, Shankweiler's.
Well, Shankweiler's was the second drive-in built in the country. The first one was built in 1933 outside of Camden, New Jersey, by Richard Hollingshead. And Wilson Shankweiler had an outdoor walk-in theater. He just enjoyed setting up a projector with two poles with a sheet on it. And he owned a hotel, and he just enjoyed entertaining his guests with movies. And back then, of course, the movies could be 10, 15, 20 years old because there was no video for home video viewing. So anyway, he had this land back there, and he heard about this drive and went on vacation to Atlantic City. On his way back, he stopped to see this creation outside of Camden, and he said, that's what I'm going to do. And the following year, in April of 1934, he opened Shankweiler's Drive-In. So my history of Shankweiler's basically is that I didn't want to be there. In 1971, I was a union apprentice projectionist, and I got offered a job at Shankweiler's Drive-In. And I told the business agent, I said, I'm not interested. I don't want to work a drive-in. But things turned around, and I've been there now for, you know, since 1971, and my wife and I have owned it for over 30 years now. So
this is literally the only job you've ever had, right?
I worked for General Cinema for a while back in the 70s and 80s. Yes, but it's basically my business and my only full-time job that I've had. Yes.
You know, you mentioned that the theater was originally a walk-in theater with a screen suspended from two poles.
Correct.
But when we talk about 1933, 1934, when your theater opened up, there weren't that many cars. How could a drive-in theater make money?
Well, Richard Holly, yes, well, that was the heyday, actually. You know, it wasn't post-World War II, but yes, cars were becoming very popular back then, and Richard Hollingshead was in the automobile business, and that's one of the reasons that he developed the drive-in in the first place. His mother actually enjoyed going to movies, but had trouble fitting in the seats in indoor theaters, so he felt that it was a good way for his mother to enjoy a motion picture entertainment, and he actually wanted to make lots of money from it. He patented the idea, and it fell through after about 5 years, and he was going to franchise the whole thing more or less and make money from the patents. And Wilson Shankweiler actually did pay 5 cents royalty for each car that came in the first year. But after that, there were more and more built, and they all just said it isn't going to happen, and they fought the patent, so he didn't go anywhere with it. And his theory was only open for 5 years.
I actually took my wife and daughter to a drive-in theater a few years ago. We did a radio station promotion there, and the place was packed, and I was so proud that we could fill the place up for the guy. And he said, we're full every night.
He said, well, every night? Well, that's a great... We'll fill it on the weekends. We do well on the weekends. We have about a 300 car capacity, you know, and that we don't have speakers anymore, in-car speakers on the poles anymore, so you can use your radio. The quality is so much better, and we can get in about 300 cars. And Fridays and Saturday nights during the middle of summer, we will fill it, and we do well. We have this year has been excellent. It started out to be very wet in the spring, but this summertime has been dry, and it's been excellent. We've had a good year, and we needed a good year because we just spent lots of money converting to digital. So
yeah, I was going to ask about that. That's going to be, I know, going to broadcast the signal into people's car radios cost you some money when you did that, but I'm guessing getting the digital projector, which I think runs like $70,000, that's got to be a big expense for a mom-and-pop operation.
A huge expense. One that my wife and I really had to consider. Last year, all summer long, we kept talking about it, whether or not we wanted to make the conversion. The film distributors haven't given an exact date of the extinction of 35-millimeter film, but it's coming, and we knew that we had to make the conversion. So all winter long, I was laid off more or less from my other job. We had the opportunity and the time to make the conversions for. We had to gut the projection room and, you know, air conditioning, and because it's computers, nothing but computers, so it has to be temperature and humidity controlled. And it was a sizable investment. We probably ended up with, yes, the equipment runs about $80,000 with new other new things, the audio system and everything. Probably ran us about $85,000 to $90,000. With everything else, we probably spent close to $120,000.
How long is that going to take to amortize?
That's up to my accountant. I don't know. The payback is the issue I have. But I don't know. We're hoping maybe 5 years.
So I'm curious about this. I had fun when I took my wife and daughter, and my daughter brought along a friend, and you know we all sat in the back of the car, turned around, and, you know, brought food and drinks, which I know that the owners hate when you do that, but because that's where a lot of money comes in. You know, that snack bar makes
Absolutely.
A lot of money. But why do people want to go sit in their cars and watch a movie when we all have, not all of us, but most of us have nice big screens in our own house and the ability to download any movie ever made?
Well, I think it's the same reason people go to concerts and everything else. You can sit at home and listen to music from... But I think being with a group of people and going to live performances, even, you know, sporting events and everything else, is fun, and people enjoy that. They like the community affair and of feeling with other people and doing things, and it's great. I mean, to sit there on a Saturday night when we're full and have to see the families actually doing something together instead of mom driving the son to the baseball game and the daughter going with the father to the soccer game and all these, the families, it's just as together, you know, and it really makes me feel good. And my wife, you know, it makes us feel good that the family is a family atmosphere and are having fun together.
Do you still have to break up young couples making out a little bit too fervently in the back seat?
I never heard of that. You just mentioned that earlier. I don't know what that's all about. No, I'm just kidding. Back, you know, the passion pit thing, I think, has disappeared. They don't make too many B movies for drive-in or drive-in, you know, targeted films anymore, like the New World Pictures and stuff like that. It's not the same anymore. Our success, and I believe most drive-ins, is with family entertainment, and I haven't seen that happen.
I'll tell you what killed it, Paul, the center console.
That's the bucket seats with the center. That's the same reason that people started moving out of their cars, because of headrests and bucket seats. When that headrest went up in the 70s and stuff, and bucket seats in the back of the front seat, people couldn't see out of the back seat anymore, so they started moving out. Everybody thinks it was vans, but it's not. It's the headrest, so... But, history has changed at the drive-ins, with the technology, and we've kept up with it.
Do you have a new generation getting ready to take over? You got kids?
Well, my son is 31. He's a music producer and a composer, and he travels the world. But my daughter's 21, and she has an interest, so we're working on it.
Are you planning on keeping the business going for a few more years? How much life do you think you still have in the drive-in business?
I think it's very good. I think now with this technological change, and people are commenting like crazy, I mean, our picture has improved, our sound has improved, I mean, we always thought we had good picture and good sound. We always tried to keep up with the technology. Shank Brothers is actually the first in the country to have FM stereo broadcast because the Dolby soundtrack was on the film when I converted from AM to FM.
Yep.
I figured I'm going to go stereo.
Now you got to keep the place for a few more years because you got to pay off that projector.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Paul, I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining me, and good luck with the rest of the season and many more to come.
Thank you much.
That's Paul Geisinger, owner of Shankwather's Drive-In Theater in Orrfield, PA, America's oldest drive-in theater. America, we can.